This is St. Louis Public Radio. Things are looking up for Gone Sek, a first-generation college student from Florissant who received a full scholarship to Washington University. Dozens of people reached out to the Italian immigrant of West African heritage after our story about her dental problems and long work hours interfering with her studies. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that Sek is getting help and learning some life lessons.
When Gone Sek arrived at Washington University last fall, her future looked bright. But the engineering major was suffering from 7 years worth of untreated dental decay. She worked more than full-time to pay for treatments and help her family. After our story in February, Sek received help from a Ladue dental office, where an oral surgeon and a dentist performed 2 root canals and filled cavities in 15 teeth at no cost.
I'm so happy. I honestly just couldn't express how grateful I am.
A cardiologist who connected Sek with her dental care invited her to his home to enjoy a favorite meal.
Steak. Wow. Amazing steak. I just nearly wanted to cry. I was like, oh, this is the first steak I've had in a very long time. Pain-free, struggle-free. I don't have to chew my front teeth.
But not everything fell into place as easily as the dental work. Sek took a leave of absence from WashU this spring after falling behind in her studies. She plans to return in the fall and says she retains her full scholarship. Until then, she's working overtime at Panda Express in St. Anne as a shift manager. With $3,000 in monetary donations, Sek bought a used car, so she no longer depends on a series of buses and Metrolink trains to get to work. More than half the money came through a group called the Italian Community of St. Louis, which helps local Italian citizens. Michael Cross heads the organization.
I was really impressed about her work ethic, about her determination, her courage. I got in contact with her through Facebook, and then I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, can we do anything for you?
Cross says Sek quickly responded, and the group launched a crowdfunding campaign, then invited her to accept the check at an event in her honor.
Being around so many from the country I was born and raised in, and the culture I felt, the food, speaking Italian to everyone, it really took me back home.
Sek needs that sense of home now more than ever. She's distanced herself from her parents, although not her 3 little sisters. After spending her adolescence as the family translator and taking care of many of her parents' needs, she feels she needs to take care of herself. Sek is looking forward to resuming classes at WashU. The break from school will only serve to refocus Sek's determination, says her Riverview Gardens High School mentor, band director Harvey Lockhart.
I mean, we're going to be talking about her. She's going to be somebody that the world is going to know of. Not just the United States. She's that brilliant, that special.
Even out of school, Sek has learned an important lesson.
Maybe it's not so bad to ask for help. I myself love to help, but for some reason it didn't hit to me that some other people might love to help me also.
Sometimes Sek can barely believe how lucky she feels.
I definitely can say that things have turned out so, sorry, it's very emotional. Trying not to cry, things have been looking so much brighter that it's almost scary.
Sek hopes to graduate with her WashU class in 2022. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.